Mountain Dew Kickstart combines the bold taste of Mountain Dew with juice and just the right amount of kick to start your day. Available in 9 flavors, Mountain Dew Kickstart. It all starts with a kick. Kickstart your day.
I hear the words you say sometimes. I mean, who talks like that?
Kevin Smith was great. And I'm dead serious. I want to be He-Man. Shut up, Dale. I want to be He-Man and Skeletor and all of them. And I'll do it for free. That would be awesome. Legacy stuff.
Text him back right now.
Tell him. Say, dude, he's serious and he's good. And just, yeah, be my hype man a little bit.
I will.
A little bit of Magic Don Juan on that. And then add the word player.
You know, when I think you went too extreme on the free thing.
Not free, Brady.
Because but that sounds to him.
No. That sounds to him like budget. No. Yeah, trust me. I did the voice work in LA at Premier Radio for a little while, and I didn't understand unions. And once I did the free work, all the other people that were sitting in that room were mad because I was getting everything for a little bit. Because I didn't know any different. Some wandering rooms going, I'll do it. And they're like, you're the best one. And everybody's like, so who is this? And it's because they're supposed to pay you just for showing up when you're in the union. You don't even have to talk.
Yeah.
I'd show up. I was free. They didn't even know it. And I'd take the money if I got the deal. But they were giving it to me. But I was saving them half. Those bastards over there, they'll rob you blind if you can. If you go in saying, hey, I'm okay with you robbing me. They get concerned like, what's his angle? Don't care. Free. Get one of the papers. So will you do this for free? And I'll signature.
Yes.
Signature right here. It's time now for Brady to solve all of your problems. The world's problems are all yours. Brady has none. And he's here to show you how to do that. That's a fact.
Yeah.
By the way, this one says, my girlfriend and I went out to Four Peaks. Try out the new Cha-Ching Chavez. Still available upon paying the bill. My lady says, why did I give you so much money? Because I can. Cha-Ching Chavez. It's another
nice
moment that Cha-Ching Chavez is there. What would Brady do? Brought to you by our friends at Mo Money Pawn. They've got the MMP jewelry right there. You go in there, try to get all your jewel needs met. Given away, trying to sell it, trying to buy it. They've got everything, antiques, new stuff, old stuff. It's all there. No questions asked on why in the world it's there. Just get it.
Need to get your lady a rock.
Yeah.
Along with the cattle, you're set.
That's right. Get her some cows for Janny. I don't think they have that department yet. MMP Jewels right there on 12th Street and Indian School. Here we go. Dear Brady, this isn't super complex. I'm new to the area. I've been going to this bar with my roommate by our house, and recently there's a new bartender that started working there. She's Latina. She's hot as sin. I am early 20s. She's probably early 30s. If an opportunity were to present itself, would you say go for it? Not sure if she's married, and frankly, I don't care. She's awfully friendly. She's got a great smile. My biggest concern is if things go south, then I have to cross off this cool bar that I've been hanging out at, which I think sucks. What would Brady do?
That's the two things I'd weigh out is if it goes south, does that mean I stay away from the bar or you have to change it up? Is that worth it? Secondly, I'm still going to pursue that a little bit, but I just want to see if how much the friendly is. Oh, he's a patron. I'm trying to maximize my
income.
That's
why you never the help.
Yeah.
They're paid to be nice to you. You start getting into – some of them are real good at flirting and getting like, I got this guy. Likes it. And you're tipping better.
Yep.
I guarantee you're giving a little more money to her because you think, well, there's something going on here. There's about 10 guys in that room doing the exact same thing. She's amping her tips up. Now, she may like you. She might. I doubt it, but she might.
Let her approach it.
Exactly. Otherwise, you're going to embarrass yourself.
Yep.
And you are going to lose
a cross
cool
that line.
Yeah. Don't the help. They are paid to flirt with you. They are paid to like you. I don't know. Rock Bar is a perfect example over there in Scottsdale. They've got a bunch of really hot bartenders. Girls are gorgeous. Even the guys are like, they're meant to be good-looking people. They're Scottsdale across the board. Shay is the one that I know. She's gorgeous. The other ones are in there. They're all pretty. But they talk to you like they've known you forever. They're real good at socializing. And they make you think. Especially if you don't go out a lot, like, whoa, she's into me. And then
like going back to the bar.
And you do jackassery stuff. Like, well, maybe one of these days we can go get drinks somewhere else together. And she'll be like, yeah, cute. And she'll walk away. Like, she told us thinks I'm cute, but that was her way of going, cute. Because you'll make that stupid mistake. Maybe after, when do you get off? Let her ask. I've only known of one time that that's actually worked out okay. My friend nailed a bartender, and then she told him afterwards, I'm probably going to quit that bar. And he's like, good. Because then he could start going back. It was one of his favorites. Dear Brady, my girlfriend, Dale, you agree or disagree? I want Dale's opinion on everything today. Do you bang the help or not?
No.
No. See, he's with me on that. Never bang the help. That's probably an NFL rule. Because they'll twist it
for sure.
NFL player. Dale, get over here. I got to ask you about Antonio Brown. Steeler fans all over the city, thrilled. All over the nation, thrilled because he is proving it's been him the whole time. Tell me as a football player, Dale, what you do with a guy. Because I told you this. I don't know. Maybe I didn't. When I was at that Raiders meeting last week, I kind of kept it under wraps because I didn't really want to make anybody mad with Frank's camp or the Raiders camp. But now that it's out, it was not spoken, but very clear. They were frustrated that Antonio was not part of the meetings, that he was walking around on his phone doing what he wanted, went into the restaurant for a little bit, came out, did what he wanted, and they were letting him do it. And they're like, look, it's just a team, quick meeting, and kind of the comedy thing. So it was, but everybody was in there, and he's wandering around, and it was noticeable. And then at the end, the guy said, well, because Frank said, I want to meet Antonio. And he goes, well, if you can find him, let me know where he is. And there was this palpable kind of energy of he does what he wants. How does that feel? Because you were on a team full of that.
Yeah, but the thing is, our divas, would you consider Michael Irvin a diva?
Well, yes.
Okay. Well, he is the hardest working teammate that I ever played with, high school, college, or the NFL.
So then I wouldn't consider him a diva.
But he got treated a little bit differently. But I think Antonio Brown's taken this thing.
It's crazy.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
Which proves it's him. Like everybody said, oh, Ben was the problem. He's not a leader. Mike Tomlin's lost control. Turns out it's just this dude wandering around making everybody uncomfortable.
And if the more money you give a guy like that, the more power he has.
Right.
It will be really interesting. I don't know if you heard about this 5-day letter thing. Where that's the last straw. The Raiders can give him a 5-day letter.
And they cut him.
And if he doesn't report within 5 days, then he has to pay back. He only signed $1 million signing bonus, but he goes on this list to where the Raiders don't have to pay him.
So it's not nothing counts against the cap because the money goes back.
Right.
Well, that's a deal. That's a good deal.
So he'll show up on day five and make it even worse.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of these things.
What would you do if you're a coach?
Have they served the letter?
No, they have not served it yet. Yeah. No,
what do you do? What do you do? Because if they're at this situation now where the general manager's gone public, they're way beyond wit's end.
And you know that him and Gruden sat down and said, okay, one of us has to be on the side and the other guy would be the bad cop.
And they got Hard Knocks all over. They've got scrutiny everywhere. You know they're sitting there saying, I'm done. They're done.
See, if you ask me what I would do, first of all, I would have never signed him.
But
as a general manager, I've sat down with some former teammates of mine, and we go, well, we don't want that guy. We don't want that guy. Attitude. It's like pretty soon you find out you just got a bunch of average players that aren't very good.
Right.
So you have to take a chance. But tell you what, I can't imagine his teammates aren't just
serious. They had to be the ones who stepped up and said, how come he doesn't have to be here?
Right.
Because Mayock was 89 people who are busting their asses. He's either in or he's out. And if you have to ask, are you in? You're not.
At $15 million guaranteed this year and next year?
Yeah. I mean, you ask Brady all the time, are you in? Is there any energy
out
here? Are you in?
Yeah.
If you're asking, you know the answer, or you wouldn't have to ask.
Exactly. Aren't you happy he's gone from Pittsburgh?
Thrilled. There's all those memes on the internet yesterday of Mike Tomlin laughing. It's like, I told you it wasn't me. Yeah, that's a crazy story.
But then the
guys,
it's going to get to a point that, sure, there might be another team that would take a
chance. Oh, there will be. Of course there will.
Well, he's unbelievably talented.
The same thing's going to happen, isn't it?
Well, I think that the next contract that he signs, if there's a next contract, it's going to be you earn it.
Yeah, everything is
guaranteed.
Right. Everything's showing up. Yeah, isn't that crazy? It's crazy.
So you knew this last week and you held your good secret keeper.
I was a good secret keeper because I did keep that in last Wednesday night. Out of respect, I wasn't asked. But out of respect to the entire situation, how nice they were to me, I'm like, probably not a good idea to just blow that up.
Right.
And it wasn't bad. It's by no means was it something.
So they were having a meeting.
Team meeting. And he's
not in the meeting.
No, I'm in the lobby, and I hear him talking behind me. And I'm the only one in the lobby. I was waiting for Caliendo. And he walks by me, and I recognize his voice from when he did the stuff on the Steelers website stuff, like right. business is booming and things like that. What's up? So anyway, so he and I'm like, that's Antonio Brown behind me, and I turn, he's on the phone. I'm like, yep, there he is, and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not allowed back there because of the team meeting.
See, at some point, one of his teammates, one of his offensive linemen, or yeah. two of them, are going to need to address it.
Intervention.
And yeah. again, I just have a feeling it's not going to work.
It's going to be bad.
The whole helmet thing is
stupid.
You know,
it's
come
stupid.
On.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You just don't want to. And if it's
he doesn't want to practice.
If you don't want to go to training camp, just tell.
That's what I was.
Those
saying.
Guys, you don't want to go to training camp.
They'll let him not.
Yes.
Do it. Yeah. Because they were just like, look, he's kind of doing his own thing. But right. the team meeting part was. Upsetting. That dude from the Patriots, who I've never seen a man larger, 6'8", 375. And he had ice all the way down his legs. Right. His knees were hurting. And I saw him lumber into that team meeting just shaking his head, but he got there. And he sat in a chair that was designed for
small.
One quarter of him.
Right.
And he plopped in that room and he sat through it all. And he was in pain. You could see it. Like, he was beat up. He's like, no, you got to go to this stuff. It was crazy. All right, good. I'm glad another person is basically seeing it all. It was awesome. Yeah, and like I said, I'm not. I didn't have so much insight, but that team was such a high energy in that room, and then you bring him up, and everybody would be like, "Wow." Oh.
My question is how has it gotten that far this quick?
He's a
why
douche.
Was it? Why wasn't it nipped in the bud? The first team meeting he missed.
I don't think you can nip that. I don't think he listens.
Yeah.
I mean, he
you
did
can
that,
fine him.
That, yep, that, he doesn't care. That Facebook thing he did in the Steelers locker room.
They're afraid
in the playoffs,
to do that because then they lose him altogether.
But they can't lose him. They
no,
own
but
him.
I'm sorry, actually lose mentally.
He's yeah. already mentally.
I understand what you're saying, and that
it's
and they think that way.
Yeah.
Well, they were thinking that way the other day, but I mean, technically, they know they've already lost him.
Yeah.
He's above them. Oh, it's great. It's great stuff. It's great. I would have talked football with Dale. I couldn't have him sit in the room without. All right, Brady, you ready?
Yeah.
My girlfriend and I have been together for over 5 years. We plan on getting married someday. Our relationship is as solid as any best friendship I've ever had. We have sex plenty, and we've enjoyed spicing it up in the bedroom in various ways with toys. Although she is a little tame sexually, but she's willing to learn. The problem is that I love mouth hugs, maybe more than sex. And I don't think my girl likes it as much as other girls I've been with. Even when she does it, it's only for just a little bit, and then she hops out of it real quick, and it's never administered again. Administered. You like mouth hugs, Dale? Of course you do.
I was going to ask you what a mouth hug
you
was.
Know, Toledo, show him what a mouth hug is. Given that my lady is no 50 Shades of Grey, how do I get all the mouth hugs I'm looking for without making it sound like I'm commanding it or making her do something she doesn't want to? How do you convince Ronnie to do it? Because clearly it sounds like she doesn't want to either. Sorry for the pseudonym, but a lot of my friends and coworkers listen to the show. I don't need you to get this back to me. So his name is Dane Bramage.
The deal with that is that's what you're getting. You know, you're not going to be able to, if she doesn't like doing that or is not a big fan of it, to do it a lot, then that's what you realize. You can't, I don't think you can increase that. Her doing it more often.
Ugh.
You have to accept it that's it, and then you have to say, all right, well, then this is you weigh everything else out. How powerful is that compared
Pretty
to
powerful.
The other stuff? It is for some, and if it's a deal breaker for you, you better
not a deal breaker for you, but you'd think that she'd want to step it up.
Well, yeah. Understand this, from my perspective, whatever you're getting right now is the most you're ever going to get.
That's a good point, yeah. Dale.
The most you're ever going to get is right now.
The auditioning is happening right now.
If I was Tony Reale, I'd be dinging you. Ding, ding, ding. Good point, Dale. That's true. It's go- the,
it is, and
it's
as much
going
as
the other
joke
way.
Is, yeah. That's the last, when you're walking down the aisle.
You're not going to get any more.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, it can go the other direction if you keep it interesting.
Very small percentage increase.
I wouldn't say increase, but, well, maybe for a little bit. But there's the ebbs and flows
okay.
that you can get it back for a little while. And, it's you know, nothing's going to continually go up. Even the stock market has settled down every once in a while.
Then you start having kids.
Oh,
and
no,
dogs.
You never do that.
Dogs,
no, the
kids,
dogs thing's
kids,
fine. You,
dogs.
Can, you can't put
yeah,
a kid in a kennel. And,
it is like the stock market. There's
yeah.
definitely ups and downs.
Yeah, there's ups and downs. There's yeah. there's good economies and there's yeah. bad economies. When I'm talking about economies, I'm talking about blowjobs. There's it's a constant steady stream, like things are going great, and then sometimes they're not. But some girls love it.
Sound
some
like
girls
it's steady stream right now, no. And it's not going to go upwards from where it's.
I can guarantee you that.
You sure?
Oh yeah.
You sound bitter about something.
No. I'm just telling you. That's.
Yeah.
Age doesn't necessarily. Very often, not too often, it increases with age.
See, now I have a friend whose wife went through some sexual change in her 40s, and he couldn't keep up with her. Like, she had a rise in about 9 years. He said it's been unbelievable.
Wouldn't that be a great problem to have?
Yeah. And he's like, I just can't even keep up with her. And he goes, it's never been bad. But yeah, exactly. He's got to start doing sit-ups and drinking protein drinks. But he's like, no, she hit this thing where everything was on. It was on again. And he said, and we kind of settled into that thing. And then all of a sudden, for 9 years, it was like every day she wants to do this, try that, give me one of those. I don't know what that feels like. Put that there. Stick this here. Give me that shoe. I don't know what, but it was on.
And the key is, the biggest battle is they need to feel good about themselves.
Well, that's their job. But
I know, and there's the struggle.
I ain't got time for that. Nobody's making me feel good. I have to do it for myself. Why do I have to do that for you and me? Am I right? How many
hold
guys?
Hold on. Your wife doesn't compliment you?
Well, no.
Really?
Well, sometimes, but not like.
I mean, she doesn't say you got in shape doing this.
Oh no, she says stuff. Yeah, she says nice things. She's complimentary, but I don't need it.
Because you're arrogant.
Because
yeah,
I feel good about
it.
Because I
lie.
Look, I got a high stale. I see what's going on here.
But the key is you feel good about yourself.
About myself than I already do.
Dale, 4 weeks ago, my band made a whole building squirt. We sexually harassed about 2,000 people there Friday night. I mean, come on. No, it's not that. But guys don't need that extra motivation, and they're not going to clam up.
But that's the difference between guys. A guy can maybe not feel the best about, like, I don't feel like you don't feel good physically about yourself, but you can still get it on.
I can be sick.
Whereas if they don't feel good about themselves, it's shut down.
I've literally, like, there's been times, and I trained myself in junior high and high school by tugging my horn. On sick days, like I'd be sick laying there, nobody's home, like, and then I'd tug my horn anyway. I'm like, I can do it anytime, anywhere, no matter. I got a fever, 103. It doesn't matter. I'm doing this. Ladies need all this extra stuff. At a certain point, you get to an age, it's like, look, if you can't do this for yourself, I can't do it.
Guys are better liars to themselves. Brady and I can walk by a mirror.
Yeah, barely.
And go, am I putting on some pounds? Turn a little different. Go, no, I'm fine.
You give me a little hip twist.
I feel all right.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I got the waist of a wasp, and then
you
just keep
so
walking.
You're saying you kick your leg out like girls
yeah,
do?
Yeah, you put pop it front out. Yeah,
pop
bit,
it out. It looks good. Dale's right. Dale's better than Eric. This is good. I like Dale being here for this. You're 100% right, though. But I don't have – when you're in your 20s, it's your job to make sure they've – like, I've got to tell you. It's nice, though. Every guy says you look pretty or I like that and whatever. At a certain point, if she doesn't accept it's not your job.
Yeah.
She has to feel good about herself. That's her job. And then your compliments matter. If she doesn't, it doesn't. And you start shutting that down. And then the mouth hugs go away and all that stuff, too. It's up to them to feel good, too. Because never, ever does a guy say, well, I've shut down sexually because I just don't get told I'm pretty enough. It's not happening with us. All you have to do is touch the tip of it. And we're like, yep, it's a go. We're going.
I'm pretty enough.
Yeah. We'll take shots in that thing to make sure that it's all – just keep the sensitivity alive.
If I don't feel good all day, I don't want to at night.
Well, that sounds like a you problem. I'll be in the bathroom for 8 minutes.
Eight?
Yeah, horn tugging.
Horn tugging, making candy ribbons. All right, that's it. Dale, stop it. You've ruined everything. It's time now for the entertainment drill. That's coming up in seconds. There goes your What Would Brady Do? Brought to you by MMP Jewelry, 12th Street, and Indian School.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98.3.